following is a remastered version of the Pulse Gamecast, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome to episode 5. Oh boy, that was just a good tongue stumble there. Episode 5 of the Pulse Gamecast. I am your host, Greydoll.
And I'm Jason.
Rocky start. Rocky start. All right, today's. That's right. Today's record date is December 3rd. It is 8 p.m. Eastern. As we start every episode off, Jay, why don't you tell us what you've been doing this week, gaming-wise, what's been keeping you busy?
Well, we gave everybody last week the upcoming Friday deals, and we forgot to mention, oh yeah, that Cyber Monday thing that happened yesterday. And thanks to Gray, again, people, the man who leads you astray with your marriage, he let me in on a few special Steam deals, such as the Skyrim Digital Legend Edition, which includes all of the download content, $20. So that was another 120 hours I see missing from my near future. Played some SWTOR, trying to get some guys moved around, got my my Imperial characters up, moved one of my alts from another server onto this one so I wouldn't have to work up a trooper. Thank you. 1800 coins gone there. And finally played some Secret World with my buddies from Beyond the Veil. I think my character that I was playing is in the London chapter. And we were working on some Golden Weekend that we were having there. I think they had the Gilded Weekend, plus they were having double XP both in SWTOR and in TSW. So we were leveling, level, and I finished up a healing character. And now I'm working on, I believe, a Warlock. And finally, I played some Pinball FX2 Boba Fett style. That kept me busy. What about you?
Well, like you, I've been playing SWTOR, taking advantage of the double XP weekend. I've been spreading that out mainly between my Jedi Guardian and my Sith Juggernaut. Also got in a few rounds of Hearthstone, the World of Warcraft trading card game. Played a little bit of WoW, not too much, and decided to try The Witcher 2 again. Now, I've played some of this before. I never finished the game. Sometime, I don't even know when, a year ago, there was some kind of update to Windows or my graphics card, and after that, the game just wouldn't run. It was horrible. So, I've updated, I mean, that was a year ago, but of course, I've updated my GPU and everything. And so far, it seems to be running fine. It's a neat game. It's fun. It's produced by a British company. So it's great if you like the Batman Arkham series games with the free-flow combat set in a fantasy world. If you're offended by nudity, do not buy this game. This game is not for you. First 2 minutes of the game, this game is not for you. But other than that, it is great and fun.
Are there any magic foot rubs?
There is just blatant. Yeah, it's not Cinemax up all night type stuff. Let's jump right into our news. Today, Tuesday, Galactic Starfighter from Star Wars The Old Republic went live. Now, there are a lot of people in the know who got to jump in on the beta. I've been listening to some podcasts today of these people who've experienced it. They loved it. I can see why. I've patched SWTOR. I've jumped in, checked it out. Now, I haven't done any PvP yet. When you first activate your hangar by pressing the H key, it takes you to your base ships that you get. Your scout, your strike fighter, and your gunship. I've played the tutorial, which just drops you into space, of course, not a PvP environment, just exactly just like every other tutorial out there. Let's move here. Let's aim here. Here's how you fire. Here's how you do this and that. It's pretty fun. When we're done recording, I'm really thinking about jumping back in and queuing up for some PvP. It's definitely a different thought process from most PvP because it is in space, it's off the rails, and it's three-dimensional. So you definitely have to keep in mind what's above you, what's below you, and not go all Star Trek II, the Wrath of Khan, and forget about those axes. Let's see here. Jason, I think you've got some disappointing news concerning your Call of Duty. You'd like to fill us in on that?
Yeah, I was hoping Ghosts would hold on a little bit longer for, you know, some number one spots here. But, I mean, we're what? 3 weeks? 3 weeks past its intro date?
Yeah.
Is that where we're sitting at now?
I think so.
And in America now, this is... I didn't expect this. But in America, Legend of Zelda 3DS dethroned BF4 and Ghosts on the PS3. Now, all of BF4, but just the PS3 Ghosts for the number four spot sold this year, this last month up to the 24th, for number of copies sold. I was just like, no way. And we're talking like 294,000 copies. So I just really wasn't expecting that. And then I don't know if you wanted me to go ahead and throw this one out here. This was really disappointing as well. Ghosts is still number 8 in Japan, but of all things, Pokemon got kicked off the top spot by Final Fantasy 13 Lightning Returns. I was just shocked. I mean, I know Final Fantasy 13 is one of those hot, cold games because you hear about it and it goes away, and then you hear about it and then it goes away, and I'm just like, okay, look, man, it's the designer drug of last year. But
yeah.
It's got its people. Nothing not to knock them now. I have a PS3, and you'd expect that I'd own that by now. But I just didn't expect it to beat down Pokemon, which was like this 800-pound gorilla in Japan.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Final Fantasy though, the fan base is so much larger than Pokemon, and I mean, of course, I mean you can tell that just by watching just any kind of costume contest at the various cons in Japan, game conventions or fantasy conventions, most of the people are cosplaying as Final Fantasy or some anime character. And what is Final Fantasy if not just video game anime anymore? So very easy to believe. Let's see here. Let's move on to if you were good with those, Jason.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
I was just shocked.
All right. Now I've seen our next little news bit floating around Facebook, and a buddy of mine, Chris, said, "Hey, you know, this might make a good little bit for your show," and I agreed, so that we're not just constantly bringing you news about video games, but in this case, video gamers. And if you've seen it or heard about it, it's one of those touch you in the heart stories. Portland, Oregon has a, I guess you call it a club, for lack of a better word, PDX. They have a convention called PDX LAN. I believe they said they hold it 2 to 3 times a year. And, of course, it's exactly that. It's a LAN party. It's a huge LAN party. They have people from all over the country bring their rigs in. They set up in what looks like a hotel, conference center, the big showrooms or whatever they have, and they raise money for various charities. Now this year they raised money for Smile Train, Child's Play, and the American Red Cross. One of the big selling points of the convention this year, and why they're making so much news, so much attention in the news, is it was held the weekend before Thanksgiving, and this year, for this one, it was a food drive. Now, I think you had to pay, of course, to get in, but they were also asking for food donations. PDX LAN in Portland, Oregon raised 37,500 pounds of food. This was donated to a local mission called the Portland Union Gospel Mission. You know, as the guy, Matt, who runs PDX LAN, said in a little news clip, you know, he just wanted to show that gamers are normal, functioning members of society. Of course, there's always the bad ones that turn up in the news, but 99.9% of us are just average people. We're good people. We just want to give back to the community. And so this was a neat little thing that they did.
That is really awesome.
It is. And, you know, one of the charities that the money they raise goes to is Child's Play. And what they do is they donate games, books, even video games for children in the hospital. I guess any kind of cancer ward or anything like that.
Yeah.
And Jason, you know, always buys games from the Humble Bundle, and Child's Play is one of the charities supported by Humble Bundle. So,
yeah, that's a really good thing, man. See, that's, I don't know, I don't like, I didn't want to derail your subject, but back in the day when me and you were like just doing tabletop and there, you know, video games were, you know, single player, there wasn't really any multiplayer back then.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get together and do something similar to this. We'd get together all of the tabletop gamers in town, and we would all put in, you know, raise money and put in donations to come play a 24-hour long game. And we would take all that money and put it towards something. And we actually got shut down by the Shriners, man. I swear, I've never been good with the Shriners since then. I know that wasn't their fault. They didn't understand what was going on. And I probably had to see what's going on nowadays. And they're like, okay, I'll come back. But I remember this is a good thing. And that's one of the reasons I support Child's Play. Because as a group, gamers can always get together, show that they have a good side, show that they can do something and that they care, and that you know, they're not these little butt ends in mom's basement, you know, and stuff like that. it's just really good for them as a group to go forward. And Child's Play happens to be one of my favorite ones. That one and We Can Be Heroes, which raises food for starving communities, not just individual houses, but entire communities that are starving. So.
Right. Good stuff. In our show notes for this episode, we will have links to the various charities as well as the PDX Land site. The Smile Train charity, what they do is they do the roaming surgical units, and they provide cleft surgeries for kids. So good stuff. Good stuff. Check them out. Let's see. Moving on. Telltale Games. Now, I haven't really heard of Telltale. Telltale, I guess it's pronounced the same.
Telltale, yeah.
Right. I haven't really heard of Telltale Games before The Walking Dead. And this was the iOS game. They also recently released it on Steam and Xbox and PlayStation. This is the game, and I think I may even have talked about this in Episode 1, but it's essentially almost an interactive story. And it's not about the TV show. It's not about those group of people. It's about totally different characters and totally different situations, although it does take place in Georgia. But it's like I said, an interactive story. So you watch what goes on, and it's almost like a choose-your-own-adventure, but also a reactionary story. Certain things will happen, and, you know, if you play on the PC, of course, maybe you have to tap something in a direction, like maybe over here is your shotgun, so you have to, you know, move your mouse cursor over to the shotgun and click on it to make the character reach over and grab the shotgun to ward off the walker or the biter or however you know the zombies. Now I haven't finished season one, in all honesty. I know gamer fail. I've made it through episode 3, but it is great. If you've never played these games, this game, I highly, highly recommend it. It makes you as the gamer really make some tough choices. And it's not a spoiler, so I don't want to hear it. But one of the first big choices that you have to make watching and interacting with this story is, who do you feed? You become the leader of your little group of survivors, but you have excessively limited food. So who goes hungry and who gets fed? Do you feed the kids? Do you feed the moms? And what's neat about it is these decisions will carry over. So if you, let's say you feed Bobby Smith.
The hot chick.
Actually, that is one of the choices. If you feed her, she does become a little more enamored with you. But let's say you feed the little boy. Well, the dad sees that and remembers that and will stick a little closer to you and stand by your decisions as group leader a little bit more in the progressive episodes. So like I said, it's a great game. I think it's $25 for all five episodes of season one. Check it out. But the reason we're talking about it is because Telltale just released on Twitter 2 days ago, I think, that episode one of season two is coming out in December. So just a neat thing. Check it out. They've also recently released, and I haven't played this one either. Good grief. Gamer fell again. Night of the Wolf, I believe it, or Wolf Among Us. Wolf Among Us.
Wolf Among Us, yeah.
Wolf Among Us. There again, same premise, interactive story, watch and tap the screen, make your choices. But, I mean, as is very obvious from the logo of the show, this is a werewolf story. Eh, I'm cool with it. I'll probably check it out. Have you played either one of these, Jason?
I have not. I'd actually heard about Wolf Among Us from another guy. And I'm glad you mentioned it, because that's probably going to make me go back and take a look at it.
Yeah, and I mean, on Steam, I think you can buy the, you know, they release them, obviously, an episode individually. It's like $5 an episode. So if you want to wait for the collection to come out, absolutely. Otherwise, $5 an episode. There you go. Let's see, our next little bit.
This is good.
I found this yesterday, just perusing Kotaku. Oh boy, you Germans. You know, Germans are my peeps. That's my heritage. My family comes from Germany. But, boy, you Germans and your launch day of the PS4. You know, the PS4 in Germany came out on Friday. You know, here in America, our Black Friday. And let me tell you what, we've seen the videos of Black Friday and the craziness that is Walmart doorbusters. We've seen the ladies in the mall duking it out and tasing each other.
Yep.
I put a link to this video in the show notes. You need to check this stuff out, man. These Germans, it was like watching some barbarian at the gate storming, you know, just craziness. I mean, literally, as the chain link, you know, door gate is rolling up, they're crawling, literally crawling on their belly underneath it just to be the first one in the store. Jason,
someone
did said, you watch hey, us today?
So said, hey, look, it's David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, right.
No, man, I swear, if I had to compare it to something, it'd be like, okay, look, it's Rush Hour, sarin gas, oh my God.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it's a wave of people. It's like this mass of bodies, and they're just throwing punches. I mean, it looked like penalty box at a dadgum Canuck rink match. It was horrible. It was awesome at the same time. It was like a cutscene from Risa or something.
Right. I need to go back and watch the video, but I think it was different stores, and it might have all been the same store.
It was all different stores. Yeah.
Okay.
There was a few that are single, and then I've lived in Germany twice, and there was one store where it shows the escalator, because like whenever we'd go to Frankfurt, most mm-hmm. of the downtown stores near their quad area shopping where all the buses ran, the little handcart trolleys that you'd get on. Those bad boys right there were always escalated, and to see people pushing each other up an escalator is a scary thing, man.
Yeah, it was. Sorry, I was typing something in the chat room. What cracked me up about it, what I laughed is that in one of the videos, someone is filming, of course, on their looks like just a cell phone camera, and he's cursing in German. And at one point, it becomes so crazy, he begins cursing in English.
Yeah, it just completely breaks down into English.
Right. And, you know, like Jason, I've been in Germany as well. And, you know, Germans, for them to curse in English, it has to be, they either have to be extremely mad or just extremely surprised. And so long story short, this video is not safe for work due to language. Watch it with your headphones on. But, you know, I put in our show notes for this video. I was like, watch these Germans just murica up their PlayStation release.
Especially that one scene where they all rush they rushed the display so hard that the people behind knocked the people in front down, and they all just go, or the whole display just falls over.
Yeah, I mean, they were just literally tearing the display apart, just tackling. It was like a dog pile. Just, oh man, whatever. It was crazy. It was good stuff. Check it out.
Oh, that's good stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, and hey, don't forget that thing I was telling you about Rocksmith, right? Can I go ahead and talk about that?
Yep, go ahead.
Hey, Rocksmith people. You've heard all about the guy on your block who can play Into the Flames on a 5-button guitar, right? Look at me, man. I can get a perfect in it, Into the Fire and Flames. Oh, that's nice. It's a 5-button guitar. How about a real one? So for those of you who don't know, and I'm sure that most of you do, there's a game out there, and it's not really a game. We're talking about a learning system. This is like Rosetta Stone, the guitar, on PS4, Xbox, or PS3, Xbox, or PC, Mac. Basically, you take a real guitar, you plug it in using your RCA jack, your 1/4 jack, and then plug that into your computer slash, you know, console, whatever. Put in the disc, and you learn to play from step one. They teach you how to strum. They teach you your chords, all of your basic chords. And what they do is you pick a song, and you start learning that song. And the computer, the game is set up to actually teach you not only that song, how to play that song, but it stops in spots where you're having problems and teaches you the exercise to learn how to play that particular part. So it'll actually slow down for you. A teacher, they're saying they have a 60-day challenge that if you play this game in 60 days, you'll know how to play a guitar, period. And an external study, which was done by a completely separate group, states that this is a true learning sensation on how to learn to play a 6-string guitar or a bass, and it's also good for basses. Only thing is you have to have the cable and a guitar capable of having a pickup. And we're not talking about, you know, just garbage songs here. We're talking about high-profile stuff, Alice in Chains, Green Day, Iron Maiden, and they go across the board from J-Rock all the way down. And if you like, this came out, I think, in 2011 with the original Rocksmith. But they've come out with the 2014 version, which they've learned. They said they learned all their lessons. The 2014 version is light years in advance because of it'll break the song down into pieces and teach you just individual parts of it. And it treats it like a mission. You have to learn this one guitar riff, how to do it with flair, you know, different portions. And then once you're done, you know, you've got the whole song. I mean, you can play Iron Maiden, and that's saying something. So I've decided to pick it up with my 10-year-old. We're going to see what we can do about learning this, because I haven't played I learned my first 7 chords when I was like 12. So we're going to see what we can do here. And it's something you can do to get together as, you know, it brings you together as a family, which is where, you know, the other one sort of everybody was happy about. So just thought it was something out there that people should know about in the hardware section of our gaming portion.
Yeah, you know, video games, there's nothing that says they can't be, and yes, I know, educational. You know, they can make learning fun, but, yeah, I mean, just like you say, I mean, so many people got into Rock Band where you have, you know, 5 buttons. Well, this is pretty neat. This is pretty cool to teach you actual chords, actual riffs on your instrument. That is pretty cool. So the special cable, is that a separate purchase from the game?
Most of them come as kits. You can either get just the game without the cable included, the game with the cable included, and believe it or not, they sell... this was produced by Epiphone, which, I mean, if you've ever played guitar, you know who Epiphone is. Mm-hmm. This was produced by Epiphone, so you can actually buy a $200 kit that comes with the Epiphone Les Paul Jr. guitar, the cable, and the game. So, but you can find this all on Amazon/Google. I've noticed that the console versions are a little bit cheaper. You can get those online a little bit cheaper than you can the PC Mac version. You can also buy the cable by itself if you know someone who's got the game and they, you know, they just want to give it up or whatever. But my point being is it's just really cool, and it doesn't require a whole lot, and, you know, always a chance to learn. Always a chance to learn.
Right. No, that is cool, and I guess it makes sense, because I'm sure the cable works from the 2013 version of the game, so it wouldn't make sense to have to buy it again for the 2014.
Yeah, I think it's like $25 if you want to buy the Omni cable that works with all 3 platforms, or I think the cable itself is $10 to $12 per platform.
Gotcha. Cool stuff. Alrighty, we're going to move on to geeky stuff. I just have a quick little update from Kickstarter. I don't remember, honestly, the episode we talked about. I think it was 3 where we talked about, Jason, you found the Alien vs. Predator miniatures game.
Yay!
Well, 28 November, that game was funded, excessively funded. So yes. Keep an eye out. I know, I can't wait to see it. Keep an eye out for that. Check it out on Kickstarter. It is the Alien vs. Predator. I'm sure they probably also have a website where you can continue to fulfill the stretch goals and jump in on it and not miss out. And Jason has a couple little things that he's found floating around the web that he wants to fill you in on.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, again, of drive-through RPG. As you can tell, if you've been monitoring any of the previous episodes, you'll notice that if I have to whiffle between digital and real, I tend to kind of hit the happy medium of the watermarked PDF. So I'll drive through RPG in a heartbeat. So they've got some derivatives called I think they've got drive through comics, and there's a whole bunch of different drive throughs, right?
Yep.
But they've got one called RPG Now, and it's indie games. And what they do is there's a lot of these large titles that we came up with, you know, older games, Shadowrun, BattleTech, things like that, that have been taken over now because the large studios either A, cut them loose, or they've become basically abandonware. So these other people have taken up. So this Catalyst Games is selling out, believe it or not, the original rules, and then they've come up with a newer set of rules for BattleTech, and I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what? BattleTech? No! Sure enough, you can get watermarked PDF for $4.96, the newest field report. And field reports, you know, are the updates to the most recent mechs, their stats, so that you can use them in-game. You don't have to go create and stuff. But they've got that. They've got, in fact, if you're interested in BattleTech itself, because it's a tabletop game in the far future where the universe is broken up into city states, and they all have individual types, you know, Rasselhag Republic and Draconis Combine, and they all have definitive markings of their clan, their house, and how they run their government, and they're all fighting for control. But it was after a large, you know, fall in humanity. But the point being is, it's a tabletop game that you play of mech combat. There's also now a digital and actual, you know, mech warrior style thing, but this is the original where you colored the miniatures yourself and you played on a 3D terrain. But these things, you can actually download the free copies watermarked to get you started into the game or into the RPG along with a DM screen. And if you like it, then you can start downloading them at $5 and $10 issue. I think it's like $15 for the core rule set, which is like a 200 page plus. And then each edition is 50 pages or more for like $10 or $12. So, you know, you can save all these on your computer and just print out the parts that you need. Or if a friend wants to update something, you just put on your iPad or whatever and slide it on over. So it's interesting that they have this. I'm really glad DriveThruRPG is still keeping us in the loop and keeping us up with stuff that indies are doing.
Yeah, I was looking at Jason's show notes on these links, and he mentioned Shadowrun. Well, Shadowrun 5th Edition just came out within the past month or 2 months, and I bought the book. I bought the hardcover off Amazon. Now, I got it at a reduced rate, and I got it for like $40. It's normally $60. DriveThruRPG has the PDF version for $19.
Well.
Yeah, I know. Full version of the book, everything, just... And, you know, this is an awesome deal, and it's a great thing, and especially for the BattleTech, if you want to check BattleTech. You know, if you've played MechWarrior Online or any of the MechWarrior Super Nintendo or PC or Xbox games, and you want to actually see where this stuff came from, download the free rules, check it out. It's awesome, it's neat, it's fun. And, you know, this is a great link that Jason put up. I've got to be the gamer snob here, though.
Uh-oh, here it goes.
You know, I can't do it. I don't know why. I can't read documents on my PC, on a tablet. I just can't do it. I can't find anything. And I know that's just me. You know, I can't do it. Like, if I have the book, I know, boom, I just open it up to the page and there I am. I can't do that on a PDF like that. Otherwise, yeah. I would probably be in your shoes where I've bankrupted us just on drive-through and Ian World and places like that, just downloading everything. So,
yep. And, no, and I understand that. See, we're paperback natives, you know. I mean, that's what we did. Is that's right. where we came from. And after running over the same rule set 50, 60 times looking for to create something, it just glosses into your brain. But these kids nowadays, God bless them, I can't believe how they do it. And that's the reason I'm including this stuff, truthfully speaking, mm-hmm. because what I do is I hit this for $10. And then I say, look, do I like this? So it's more like, I hate to say it, but it's kind of like breaking me in. Would I even like the fifth edition rule set? Because I don't know until I've touched it. So what I do is I a lot of times, and just so you know, you go to DriveThruRPG, you can see the first 20 or 30 pages for free. They'll let you look at the rule books, which is really awesome. It's like walking into a bookstore. So, what I'll do is I'll look, I will go to a page. Once I purchase it, I'll know I'll be able to find something. I'll have a backup copy. But what it does is it's kind of just get your foot in the door. Do I really like it? If I do, I will go out and buy the hardback cover. And that's where I lose all my money because I have so. But let's not tell my wife, okay? She doesn't listen to this podcast.
That's funny. Yeah, you know, speaking of that, my, you know, I'm in a tabletop game, and I've talked about it. We're playing Shackled City. Like, three of the six players, they don't bring books with them, and I can't wrap my head around that. They have everything on their tablets or their various I don't even remember what it's called that Windows has that splits off like a tablet or attaches to the keyboard, you know. For me that's just part of the nostalgia is my, you know, 200-pound backpack full of every book and so kids these days and get off my lawn. Right. I know.
Shoot your BB gun at him. You'll feel bad.
Darn kids. So yeah, check out RPG, RPG Now or DriveThruRPG. They have a lot of cool stuff.
Old stuff, but cool stuff.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, and if you actually scroll down that page to the link we're going to put in the show notes that Jason gave us, if you go like halfway down, there's, and yes, let's shudder, there's 4th edition D&D stuff there too. So they do keep, they do keep up some, they do have modern stuff. I've seen lots of D&D, old stuff, Chaosium. It's on there. Check it out. So did you have anything else, Jason? Otherwise, we're going to start wrapping it up.
No, I just want people to get out there and start sending us some stuff back, honestly. I want some feedback from some of these episodes. I want people showing up in Holosuite Access Media, making fun of us, picking on us, telling us how stupid our opinions are. I want y'all out there, please. Please come out here and tell me how dumb I sound on here. That would be awesome.
Well, that being said, thank you for all the follows on Twitter. We've been getting a lot of support on Twitter. Thank you for that. Myself and Xander, who owns Holosuite Media, I think we manage the Twitter account. We've been following you guys back as you follow us, so thanks again for that support. With that also being said, if your guild, kinship, or corporation is looking to recruit, send us a tweet, send us an email, and at the end of the show, Blacklace will have the contact information. Just send us your pertinent information, your guild name, who you are, and we'll announce it on the show. We also have some sister podcasts and sister guilds. We have Beyond the Veil, which Jason talked about, for the Secret World. We have guilds for all three chapters, Illuminati, Templars, and the Dragon. You can check them out. Also, there's Tribbles in Ecstasy, a Star Trek Online podcast, and a worthy opponent for Hearthstone, the World of Warcraft card game. You can follow me on Steam and the PlayStation. What do they call that? Do they call that the PlayStation Network or the PlayStation Friends or whatever?
PlayStation Network.
I don't even know what they call it. Teletech 77062, TELETECH 77062. Anything you want to close up with, Jason?
No, honestly, that's what we wanted to say here. We just want to see you guys out there. We want to see you playing. Find us in Beyond the Veil, Secret World. Find us in Tribbles on Psy Tribbles. Find us, you know, Worthy Opponent. Once that eventually becomes a public. It's still in public, is it?
It is. They're still in beta, but it is going public. I honestly don't know, to be honest with you. I guess check out check out a worthy opponent.
Yeah, download it. Take a listen to those people. They know what they're talking about. But yeah, find us. Please find us. We want you guys out there. We want you interacting with us. We're looking at some new tech, but the point being is we want you guys up in our faces telling us what you like. That's what we're about. We want y'all to tell us. We want some feedback so that y'all tell us what it is that you consider important so that we can go out and dig up that news for you. We're here for our listeners, so join us.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a good one.
Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of the Pulse Gamecast, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at The Pulse Gamecast. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to thepulsegamecast@gmail.com.